Hi, I'm Amy Wall.
And I'm Charlie Perry.
And we're two best mates obsessed with skincare, but we aren't dermatologists. We're just frustrated with all the conflicting advice and looking the glowiest we can. So, we're going to speak to the experts and do the research so that we all know the truth about looking after our skin. Are we doing it now?
Yeah, we are. We are literally walking through the streets of London, holding a microphone between us.
I never thought I'd be that person.
No, but neither did I. But the reason why we're here, Ames, do you want to tell everyone?
Yeah, so guys, as you probably see... Oh, dead end.
We're lost, for starters.
As you've probably seen on our Instagram stories, we have had the opportunity to meet up with a lovely lady called Demetra, who is the CEO and president of Indeed Labs. So we're going to be popping by and asking her a few questions for you guys.
We are. So we've actually had some of her products before, haven't we? So we're dead excited to ask her a little bit more.
Yeah.
But the only problem we're facing now is that we are completely fucking lost.
Mm-hmm. Everything looks
really
the same.
Nice.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
Where the hell are we going?
I mean, it says we go into like 5A? 5A to B. What is
no,
that
it was
like?
5 to 6.
Oh. 5 to 6? Like it's...
Is it 5 or is it 6?
I mean, it's like a platform 9 and 3 quarters over here. It's a very pretty street, though. Like, I didn't think London could be this nice.
Go knock
right
on that door.
Okay. You're going to have to hold this. I'm going to knock.
Right. You go knock. She's knocking. She's knocking. That's somebody's house. That's definitely somebody's house. Come on. Come away.
That's not someone's house.
That's definitely someone's house.
Right, let's try. Well, that's 5, so shall we just try 6?
Let's go.
Let's try 6. No, well, hang on. Wrong way. This way. 6 is this way. You know what? This doesn't make sense. Like, these southerners, they've got the numbers. They don't have the even on the left and the odd on the right. It's so just, 6 should be there.
I didn't
so maybe
know
we're
that.
Here.
I didn't even know that was a thing. I just thought it was different on each street.
Okay, babes. Well, that serves us with much help.
Can't wait to find
it. Let me just go knock on this one.
Okay.
I'll be back in a sec. Can you make sure if anybody comes I don't look like a complete freak?
She's doing it.
The buzzers are very strange here.
That's no answer. We've been ignored twice.
Yeah, these are definitely people's houses.
Let's just walk. I mean, we're running a little bit late. Our first ever professional interview, and we're late. Which
you
perfectly, for everybody who knows me, will describe me so well.
To be fair, I mean, what do you think is going to happen when you drop two northerners in the middle of London in a place you've never been? I mean, I've been to London, but not here.
No.
Right, you know what? We're just going to have to ring.
Yeah.
And find out where we're going, yeah. Kay. Right. You know what? The next you'll hear from us, hopefully, is with Demetra.
Yeah. And or we're somewhere completely wrong, we've fucked up and the interview's no longer happening because we were so late.
And this is the end of the podcast.
Yeah,
so
guys.
From this moment on, we don't know what's going to happen. Maybe we should say bye.
Bye. I mean, oh, stop being so dramatic.
We are here with Demetra, who is the president of Indeed Labs.
Hi, girls.
Thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
No, you're very welcome. So, of course, you are... We've just had a quick conversation about how it's different. You're from Canada, right? And that's where you gave birth to the brand, I guess.
That's exactly right. Yep. So I'm from Toronto, Canada. Yep. And our brand was founded in Toronto, but we are an international brand now. So we have a very large presence here in the UK. So I'm here all the time, and thankfully, because I love London, I'm so happy to be here. But we distribute through Boots in the UK.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've seen the brand.
Yeah.
It looks amazing, by the way, because all of your packaging is so bright and colourful.
It's so nice. Yeah. Coming from a designer, I really, really like it.
Yeah, it was quite different when we launched in the industry. There was really nothing like that.
Yeah.
There was bright pops of colour, and Yeah, so we were really inspired to do something very different for consumers to really catch their attention and bring them something different.
Well, you've definitely done that. Like, this neon orange looks amazing. Yeah. All the products line up here.
Yeah. So you're talking about our NanoBlur, that's what we launched with. Yeah.
Insane. Yeah. So we'll go into a couple of the products later, but could you tell us a little bit about your brand and kind of where it all came from? Because for most of us mere mortals, we would have no idea where to start on creating a skincare brand.
A skincare brand. Yeah. Well, we launched our brand in 2011. And we launched with NanoBlur, which is our hero product. It was one of those products which there was nothing like it at the time. And our goal was really to bring something instant to the consumer. And the concept was really born out of this idea of having that airbrushed, flawless looking skin. And it was because at the time we were looking at high definition television. It shows everything. It shows every blemish, every enlarged pore. And so we came up with this concept of, wouldn't it be amazing if there was a product out there that could just give you that airbrushed look, that filtered look, and give it to you instantly. So we formulated NanoBlur. It was an overnight success. We told consumers that they could look younger instantly with this product. And we took real people and we took before and after images. We still to this day take images of real people and we see how the product shows the results. And it really is visually really impactful. We created a whole category with NanoBlur. And when I say category, meaning it's a blurring cream, but there was really nothing like that prior to our launch. And so we got overnight recognition, international recognition, which landed us in the UK market as well. And really our model was to bring high quality actives, great, good quality ingredients, and make it accessible to the average consumer. Just make it accessible. After we launched NanoBlur, we launched a series of products that were treatment-based products. NanoBlur isn't treatment. Once it washes off, it's gone. But right after we launched NanoBlur, we launched our Hydralaron series, our Sinoxin, our Isolex, and those are products that are treatment-based products. And what we have in them is high-quality, proven science, active ingredients that have that are clinically proven to actually do what they're intended to do.
Yeah.
And then we combine these active ingredients to give you products that not only do one thing but do multiple things. And the concepts are really born out of this desire to, you know, to have whatever your issue addressed. So whether it's, you know, fine lines and wrinkles, enlarged pores, shine, whatever the issue is, we kind of formulate products around that.
The NanoBlur sounds amazing.
It does.
NanoBlur was a huge success when we launched it, and we're actually now expanding the NanoBlur collection, so we can talk about that a little bit later. We've got exciting new developments in the NanoBlur world, so we're really thrilled. And today, you know, even to this day, the other day we were, my team scours social media and we saw that the makeup artist for The Handmaid's Tale was actually using it on
one
of
the leads. Oh my god!
So just, you know, that's a little, you know.
Number one, hands down.
I love that show.
Right? That's a dark show. But
I sit there and I'm like.
I was right in the middle of season two and I was like, oh my god, how did you find that?
I wondered why their skin was so perfect.
So we have so many. I mean, a lot of makeup artists have it in their makeup bag. So it's very, very predominantly used, especially on television. We recently had a makeup artist from LA call us because an A-list actor who is going to remain nameless for this particular show, but they had run out of it and they wanted it urgently because he was filming a movie and he wouldn't go on air without it. So,
oh my god!
So it's one of those products even to this day that. Really, the formula has not been duplicated. And so we're so proud of our accomplishments. We're best known, but then we have a whole range of products. So after formulating NanoBlur, our model has always been to bring that high quality really great actives to consumers and do what we say we're going to do.
Yeah.
So the products are tested and tested, and the actives, you know, have clinicals behind them to actually prove. And we always like to bring the latest technology, the latest innovation, mm-hmm. the latest and the best technology to the market.
Yeah. And I think that's so important nowadays. I know that when we started the podcast that the main thing that we struggled with was choosing a product, because you can go and you can shop and look at all these things, but the things that you kind of rest on is like, okay, so this is proven, like they've done actual trials on this. Yeah. And that makes you trust the product that bit more than just being like, oh yeah, it says somebody said that it does this and somebody said it does that. Mm-hmm. But when you say about active ingredients, what are active ingredients?
They're the raw materials. Mm-hmm. For example, the way I describe it very basically to consumers and to our fans, just to understand, like when you're baking muffins, for example, mm-hmm. if you want to bake a basic muffin, there's basic ingredients in there. You're going to use your flour, you're going to use your sugar, you're going to use your eggs. Mm-hmm. But then if you want a blueberry muffin, because you want antioxidants, you're going to throw blueberries in there.
Yeah.
So if you want antioxidants, you'll throw if you want potassium, you might throw a banana in there. So those are the ingredients that actually do something for you. So traditional skincare, consumers, you know, back in the day, didn't really ask what is in my skincare. It was more regime based. So it would be an eye cream, you know, a moisturizer. But what's in that moisturizer? Yeah. I mean, there's different things that you need. Different skin, different people need different things. Mm-hmm. Do you need hydration? Do you need to address fine lines and wrinkles? So the active ingredients in your products are what actually addresses those concerns.
Okay.
And the higher up you get in your ingredient list, means that the more active ingredient you have in there.
Okay.
So you might see, you know, for example, you might see a peptide higher up.
Yeah.
In a high quality, you know, combination of ingredients like our products. You might see it higher up than you might see it in another, maybe another brand, for example, that doesn't necessarily concentrate on how much of the active they put into the product.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I don't want to get too technical.
Yeah,
it works. That's
really
how it works.
To know.
But also it's kind of a little bit tricky because sometimes some active ingredients, you don't need a lot of that active ingredient to actually give you the results.
Okay.
So it's not, so, you know, it's kind of relative to what else is in the product. So, so you can't kind of be tricked by like, oh, it's not really high up. So I guess it's not doing what it's supposed to do. You got to know what the percentage of efficacy is needed, right?
Yeah.
So, or sorry, what the percentage of the ingredient is needed to have the efficacy.
Yeah.
So for example, you'll hear people saying like, how much vitamin C do you have in there? Is it a pure form of vitamin C, or how much retinol do you have in there?
Yeah.
And they're asking about the numbers because the numbers can be important.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want consumers to be so inundated with these technical things, which is why we formulate our products and we try to take the guesswork out for our consumers.
Yeah.
We like to have fun while we're doing it as well, because there's just a lot of information on the market these days and people get inundated. I mean, when we launched our brand, social media wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
And now social media is a great tool, but it can also be very overwhelming for consumers.
Yeah.
So when we bring a product to market, we like to bring it to consumers knowing that if we're going to say that this addresses fine lines and wrinkles, then it's going to do that.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, so we'll take all the guesswork out of it for you.
Yeah.
But basically, in a nutshell, when you look at the ingredient listing, the order of the ingredients means the concentration of the actives in there.
Oh, amazing. And there's so many long words on the back of the boxes.
Okay.
You're like, what is all this?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's overwhelming in itself.
Yeah, yeah, there's been so many times I was like, so this product is amazing, like we've tried it, and it's this. Like, how do we actually pronounce this?
Just kind of give up. I've like,
you could
taken it in now that people might laugh at my pronunciation of words, because I just don't.
We
They're so long.
People in the UK definitely laugh at my pronunciation of words, because I say hydraluron, but here you guys call it hydraluron.
Yeah.
So, you know, pronunciation is always a challenge with me. And my daughters always laugh at me, and they'll say, Mom, it's not pronounced that way. And I'll say, I know, but I can't pronounce it the other. It just doesn't come out right. We've got to give each other a break these days.
Yeah. So how does your brand differ from anything else we can find in Boots?
Well, we launched our brand again with this notion to bring really high quality actives and combinations of actives and make them accessible to the average consumer. In traditional skincare, again, you know, the focus on those active ingredients in the past wasn't to bring that level of quality of actives to the consumer. So mm-hmm. I believe that the quality of active ingredients in our products basically are cutting edge technology. So if it's something that's already been out there, already overdone, unless it's something that's proven and needs to be there, we always look for the best technology out there, the cleanest ingredients, so mm-hmm. ingredients that are going to be good for you, not bad for you. As clean as possible. We use good science, so we're not an organic brand. And we combine those active ingredients in the highest concentrations available so that we can bring that quality targeted skincare to consumer at a price point that they can feel good about.
Definitely.
And that's the thing. And so if you reverse engineer our products, you will see that the level of actives in our products are really quite high
mm-hmm.
For a product that's, you know, 20 pounds on the average, right?
Yeah,
it's really definitely. Refreshing to see something that's so honest but so affordable as well. Mm-hmm.
And that's what we intend to do when we formulate our products, because it's your skin changes all the time and you can't possibly just only use one product.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, you're going to gravitate to the ones that you love. And you're going to have, you know, the products within your range that you can't live without every day. We talked about the Radiance Booster.
Right? Yeah.
I have some that I love as well. But then your skin care needs, or sorry, your skin changes. So the care for it will need to change.
Yeah.
For example, when I'm traveling, I might be more dehydrated, or a late night out, for example. You might need an extra little boost. So we want to make it accessible to consumers that they don't only have to invest in that one product that's so expensive, or, you know, that one name that they have been leaning to for years.
Yeah.
You know what? This is a good entry level. Try it. You'll see. Mm-hmm. You'll love it. And, you know, it's affordable.
Yeah.
At the regular price, and even when it's marked down on sale or whatever.
Yeah.
Definitely. Just out of interest as well, so what's your history? So kind of from the very beginning of your career to today, where did you start to kind of open a skincare brand and kind of get all of these values together? Because obviously it's something you're so passionate about, and your values are so ingrained in you and the brand. Yeah. How did you pull all of it together and create this?
Well, if you asked me very early on, when I started off my career, sorry, not asked, but if you had told me back then that I would be running a skincare brand one day, I probably would have thought that's not realistic. Again, traditional skincare back then. But my background is in finance, so and HR specialty. So mm-hmm. My background is in building strong teams of people, and I came from luxury goods. I worked for Tiffany & Company for 9 years in Canada, and so I've always been in fashion and beauty, but as a young girl, I always knew the importance of taking care of your skin.
Yeah.
We talked about passion for skincare. Mm-hmm. I was always very passionate for skincare, and just like you're following your dream with this podcast, I'm now living my dream, which seems so impossible and so overwhelming. But basically in my career, I was approached and somebody asked, do you want to start this business? And I thought, it was very overwhelming at the time. I thought, wow, what do I know about skincare? And here I inherited this brand, you know, right after we launched, you know, and since then we've launched all these other products, and now I kind of feel like I'm an expert now. And it's hard to say because there's so much information out there. And, you know, we're women. Women are so hard on themselves. And even at this stage in my life, I'm still hard on myself. And I have to, you know, you got to break down those barriers. And I was a huge fan of good quality skincare as a young girl. I spent a very disproportionate amount of my earnings back then putting myself through school and using the highest or the best quality skincare that I couldn't even buy in a mass market back then. So I had to go to these department stores. I was buying really expensive skincare because I somehow instinctively knew that I should take good care of my skin.
Yeah.
But never in a bazillion years would I have thought that, you know, I'd be running a skincare brand.
Yeah.
And so here I am now as a consumer, as a mother, as a woman, as somebody who loves skincare, as a friend to other women and men now who use our products and just formulating based on concerns. You know, at this stage in my life, there are a lot of concerns. And I love the fact that I can say, you know, I'm going to do the thorough research and we're going to find the best quality out there. And I was telling you girls earlier that my nature is really to be very, very thorough in everything that I do. So you know, in formulating products, I always have to scour and find, you know, every answer before something goes into market. Yeah. So I feel like I've become like a skincare expert now.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. We're so happy to meet you. Yeah. Fangirls over here. So we were wondering, we were going to ask you a few questions about you and just kind of skincare pet peeves. We all have them, like, oh, we all get a spot here and there. Oh, God, like, what do we do? I don't know what to do with this fine line I've found, that kind of thing. So we figured it would be interesting to ask you about your tips and your pet peeves and products that you wish existed that maybe couldn't, or something that you would love to make that's just ridiculously difficult. I don't know. So what are your skincare pet peeves?
These are such easy questions for me. My big pet peeve, to be honest with you, are two things. Number one, people that don't cleanse properly.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, people that, well, maybe actually flip it around. Number one, not using SPF. It's alarming to me.
I am obsessed with SPF.
It's alarming to me how many people do not use SPF.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is the one thing that I say to my girls. And I said this earlier, I say this all the time, you're going to be old a lot longer than you are young. So you take for granted when you're young that your skin is going to be plump and radiant and free of wrinkles and free of, but you burn your skin and that will show years later. You will get brown spots, you will get wrinkles, you will regret it. So for me, and for so many other medical reasons, we all know, I don't need to get into it, SPF is a non-negotiable.
Literally.
So when I ask people, did you put on your SPF today? You know, I mean, people are coming to me for advice about skincare and I'll say, did you use, what SPF are you using? They're like, I didn't use any. I'm going, oh my God.
Yeah.
Don't do
that's a must. And then the other thing is really cleaning your skin, properly cleansing. Because that's one thing I think that's what got me hooked onto skincare as a young girl.
Okay.
I loved playing around with makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And so once I had it on my face, I was like, how do you get, I'm a very clean person by nature. And I was like, how do I get this stuff off? And so I went on this endless pursuit to find myself a really good cleanser. And through that, I opened up a whole world of, wow, and now that I'm cleansing, what should I be using to moisturize? Yeah. So that was me as a young girl. But it's shocking to me how few people actually, you know, cleanse their skin. And that's really important. You know, if you're allowing that dirt, let's just call it dirt, to stay on the surface of your skin, it's breaking down. It's getting down in there and it's breaking down the collagen and elastin. It's keeping you young.
Yeah.
So you need to protect your skin.
So what are your top tips on properly cleansing your skin then? So you know that when you put your moisturizer on at the end or whatever you're putting on at the end, how do you know if your skin is properly clean?
Well, I think definitely you know when your skin is properly clean, but I would say like double cleansing for sure. So for me, I use something that properly removes all of my makeup. And then personally, I like a cream cleanser. I just find it a lot more moisturizing, but you have to find a cleanser that works for you. Some people like foam, some people like cream. You have to stay, you know, you don't want to strip your skin either. You want to make sure you're properly cleansed, but something that's really stripping you. And then you're adding back. So once you're clean, I like to tone. You could use an acid to do that. And then you're going to start applying your serums first and then your moisturizers on top of that.
Yeah.
So and it's then, kind of the general rule is that, like, you know, if it's like a lower molecular, then it's going to deeper penetrate. And then you use something like a cream on top of that.
Yeah.
It is scary as well. Like, say if I go a day without wearing makeup and then I'll cleanse after just to like refresh my skin and I'll look at like the pad and I'm like, oh my God, why is all this dirt on my face?
Well, that's the thing. So, I mean, once the pad is clear, your face is pretty much clean. But yeah, I don't know if you've ever noticed, you've fallen asleep with your makeup on and you look tired the next morning. And there's a reason for that, right?
Awful.
It's such a horrible feeling.
You're clogging your pores. Your skin's not doing what it's... It's not... At night, your skin... That's the time where your cells renew themselves, right? And so if you're not allowing your skin to do what it's naturally supposed to do, then, you know, you're
Going downhill.
Is there any fake news in the skin industry that you would like to put right? Just like anything you've heard that you're like, why? Why are people saying that?
There's conflicting news, which I find really difficult. I'm sure you guys are finding it difficult. Probably why you decided to do this podcast.
Literally,
there's a lot of conflicting news. So you might hear, you might read about something here, and then you might read about something there. One recently that I'm kind of questioning is, retinol. Does retinol really need to be used at night, or can you use it during the day?
Yeah.
And I think that anytime your skin is going to be sensitive in the sun, you should really be cognizant of that.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to run out and tell our consumers to start using retinol during the day, because it's quite
morning,
you know, a really high quality retinol, which it's does what it's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
But also your skin should be properly cleansed, and at night that's the time that your cells are renewing themselves. So definitely makes logical sense to say that that's the time you should probably be using retinol.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So these conflicting stories on day retinol, night retinol, I personally think that the best time to use retinol is at night. And I think that the best time or the best thing for your skin during the day is an antioxidant, which
mm-hmm.
is like a vitamin C, for example.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Because it gets too confusing for consumers and they're like, when do I use this? And
yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know if it's fake news, because I haven't really been able to dig deep. And
mm-hmm.
then you can have one dermatologist with this theory and another one with the other theory. And, you know, everybody sort of has their own theories. But
mm-hmm.
I think the general rule for me in skincare, and anytime I speak to any of our fans, is trust yourself instinctively, the way that you do with your diet, the way
mm-hmm.
that you do, the way you live your life. Your skin is part of your body. You know your skin better than anybody else does.
Yes.
So when you read information and when you hear information, it could be overwhelming. Take the parts that are relevant to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's important.
That's a good piece of advice to live by,
yeah,
to be
is.
Fair. When
yeah.
you're trying to find skincare, especially, it's so confusing.
Because
yeah.
people are influenced by influencers,
yeah.
Yeah.
right? And right now I'm an influencer.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so, I mean, we're all influencing one another all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the reality is that I think instinctively we already know. In your gut, you know what's good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's important that we trust our own instinct.
Yeah.
Get the information that you need and then filter away the information that you don't need, because the world is already too confusing as it is. There's
yeah.
way too much information out there.
Yeah.
And trust your instinct and play around with it. If it's made it into the market, chances are
yeah,
it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless for some strange reason you have an allergic reaction. But, you know, products in the market, you can trust your instinct to try them out.
Yeah.
You know, for the most part. I mean, I try everything on.
Yeah.
Anything that's going into market in our brand, you know, I've tried it for days and months before it makes
yeah.
it to market. So.
That must be such a special feeling. Like,
yeah, something that's so nice.
Yeah, you're working on something like the whole, nobody in the world knows about this.
Yeah, I'm using our lip treatment right now.
Oh, and it's going well?
Yes, I love it. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's coming 2019. Yeah, so really excited. But yes, I'm like a guinea pig for all
yeah.
of our products.
Yeah.
It's not going to make it in the market if
I guess
don't
it
love it. Yeah.
Says
yeah.
a lot about the brand as well, because you wouldn't
Absolutely.
Want to put stuff on your face that
mm-hmm.
you know it's got all these ingredients. That
oh, yeah.
you wouldn't use personally anyway.
Oh
yeah,
yeah, no,
so.
Absolutely. I make sure that, you know, we use it, and not just me, because everybody's skin is different. So
yeah.
I'm going to use it with a bunch of different people. We have consumer
yeah.
focus that we do. My team all uses it. So we use it for a while before, and then we tweak. So
yeah.
Another one of my pet peeves, if I can just go into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, go for it.
Like products and brands that are just popping in, you know, on the shelf overnight, and
yeah.
you know, it for us it takes 18 months to bring a product to market, because
mm-hmm.
we tweak
yeah.
and then we want to make sure we test it properly as well.
Yeah.
So
that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Dimitri, what are your top hacks and tips that you can share with our audience and us?
Yeah, I'm there. It is
yeah.
open. Tell me.
So one tip that I like to do, and not a lot of consumers know this, is I actually combine Q10, our Q10 booster, with retinol.
Okay.
So there are some studies that have proven, like, the CoQ10 is a coenzyme. Your body produces it naturally, but again, as you get older, it's your body's ability to produce it depletes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an energizer for your cells. So when you combine, I think, and there are some studies that have proven, when you combine the Q10 with the retinol helps for cell turnover, and the Q10 helps to boost the energy of your cells, and it's a really great antioxidant as well.
Ah.
So I think using those two together yeah. is a really nice tip that a lot of people don't know about.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
Superpower.
Yeah. Exactly.
So what would you say your hacks are for if you're a super busy body, you've got to be up early, you want to be out the door super quick, and then you come home and you just want to chill out? What are your top hacks for kind of getting a really good skincare routine in a short space of time?
So what I do is I'll drop the, so my boosters, if I'm going to use more than one, you just drop them and combine them all together to create like a little cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
So once you cleanse your skin, if you're too busy and you're running around, you don't have time for, you know, the whole cleansing, toning, eye cream, this cream, that cream, moisturizer, just use the boosters together. The booster, a booster is really a supercharged ingredient or combinations of ingredients. It's intended for deeper penetration. So I'll just put my boosters all together. Like I'll use hydration, I'll use my collagen, and I combine them all together and I just put them on and off I go. And you can also put them around your eye area as well. So quick, if you're in a hurry, again, proper cleansing, non-negotiable. Combine your boosters, whichever ones you want to use. You've got that supercharged ingredient there. If you need a little bit of added moisture or hydration, you could use a quick little moisturizer and then SPF and you're good to go.
I absolutely love mixing the hydration boost with SPF.
Yeah, because you do.
I love my SPF, but then I found because I use like a vitamin C powder, if I mix that with moisturizer and then use my SPF, it just feels like a bit too much. So the hydration booster just kind of gives it that really silky feeling, and my skin, honestly, after like 10 minutes I put my makeup on and I'm like, oh my God, I have no need for a primer. Absolutely no need for a primer.
See, and they're very hydrating. And then depending on which one you use, you're using hydration, it's going to plump you and it's going to give you that really great radiant feeling for the, you know, to face the day.
It's
one of
my favorite ones.
I give that an absolute
But I like
10 out
to
10.
Combine them because it's just quick and you know, pat it on and let it sink for a minute, then put whatever you, you know, your SPF or makeup, and then off you go.
Such a quick tip.
Yeah, I really like that.
And they're small enough to carry with you as well. So if you want to reapply throughout your day, just pat on a little bit over your...
Oh, I love it.
I love that. I'm going to take that.
At the minute, we have a lot of products on the market, which there's a few that I'm not going to name, but there's just almost impossible for somebody who doesn't really know much about skincare to understand how to use it. And it's kind of like, okay, cool, this is what that is, but when do I use it? How do I use it? It's become quite popular for people to be kind of making their own concoctions. I know you're saying you make your little cocktail, but these are like pure ingredients, and this seems to be like a rolling trend, which is amazing, but can be quite confusing. But what do you kind of predict to be the next skincare trend, kind of going from the back of through winter and then into next year? What would you say we can expect to see more of?
That's a tough one. Well, I think definitely the trend is towards ingredient-based skincare. But I think that knowing, I think that, for example, Indeed, we do it, we have a really good balance of calling out the ingredients, but then telling you what they do. So for us, it's about the education, educating our consumers as well. Trend in the skincare, I think that once, now that the we've opened up a whole Pandora's box of let's talk ingredients, I don't think that's going anywhere. I think the DIY is here to stay, which is why our boosters do particularly well, because people want to be able to control their own needs as they go along. And, you know, and having high quality skincare accessible to the consumer is also a trend that's not going away. But I think that brands that are really focused on bringing the results to the consumer, not again, not just rushing out to market, not just throwing an ingredient out there. The only one of our products within our range, which is launching soon, is our squalane, which we kept as its own ingredient. And for a very specific reason, we kept it alone. The other, our other products are combinations of ingredients that do multiple things, because consumers are busy. And, you know, just throwing out a, an ingredient to consumer, niacinamide, for example, it's so overwhelming. You know, I have to go look to see what it's for,
what it
and
means,
what it means. So I think the, you know, again, the trend for ingredients is not going to be going away. I think the trend for quality skincare products is not going to go away. But I think the brands that are actually going to be sustainable are the ones that bring that education piece. The brands like ours that are trusted, that we've done the work behind the scenes to bring you that quality, that technology, that innovation. It's it's proven, it's out there, it works.
Especially,
you know,
when
those are here to stay, I think
there's names that are quite confusing, so it's nice to be able to not, because sometimes you don't want to have to stand there googling something whilst you're looking at something. It's nice to just have it in front of you. So I think that's a really nice
I mean,
touch.
And let's face it, how many issues do we actually really have?
You know,
it's either hydration or fine lines and wrinkles or maybe dark circles underneath your eyes, and you need something as an SPF. But I mean, a lot of these ingredients, some of them do the same thing that someone else does. You know what I mean? So it gets daunting. It's overwhelming. And consumers feel like they have to run in every direction. So, you know, I like to tell people, let's take a step back. I mean, I live my life this way as well, because I'm very busy. I travel a lot. I have three daughters. I'm always on the go. I'm formulating products. I'm running a brand. I'm all over the map. And, you know, as a woman, as in a consumer and a mother and, you know, a person trying to live her life, I would be completely overwhelmed too.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I
yeah.
am.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's nice to just take a step back and go, okay, hold on a minute.
Yeah.
I've got this information now. I've talked about decluttering. I declutter in my head. I take away, you know, I keep the stuff that I think I need to know, and then the other stuff doesn't need to stay there, you know?
Yeah.
So I think consumers also need to, you know, kind of live their lives that way if they want to live a very holistic and
Definitely.
Good way, you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
And enjoy this process, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. So we put a few, well, when we said we were speaking to you on Instagram, people were super excited and we got loads of questions sent in. So would you mind if we run through a few of those?
No, go ahead.
So
I'll do my best.
The direct answers.
Okay, I'll do my best, yeah.
One of the first questions was, what's your best seller?
Oh, that's an easy one. Our retinol reface right now is really doing well. Really doing well. I guess that retinol is probably like the, I would say hyaluronic acid and retinol are probably the gold standards for anti-aging.
Mm-hmm.
For two different reasons. Obviously, hyaluronic acid gives you that hydration and moisture that your skin needs. Retinol helps to renew your cells. So mm-hmm. retinol is like the holy grail of anti-aging products. Our ingredients, and our retinol rephase has three types of retinol in it. So it's a really good quality, very high quality product, and at the price point and accessible to consumers, we just can't keep it in stock.
We got another question, which might be a little bit more personal, but since you're talking about being proud and everything, what is your proudest moment?
I have so many. I have three daughters.
Yeah, true.
I don't want to pull it away from
you. So in business, my proudest moment, well, you know, again, there's so many because we have, you know, sometimes we'll have like a makeup artist on a movie set using our product. And I'm so proud to touch that many people. But you know what? We win awards.
Yeah.
And we've won, eight this year, I think, already.
Yeah, congratulations.
And so those, you know, those kinds of things, you'll often see me like sitting in traffic or in public having with my headset on, having a coffee and working, going, yes! I open up an email and people look at me and I'm like, we won an award! and that for me tells me that the people that are experts in this industry, they're calling out my products because they know the efficacy of them. So I'm super proud. And then I love to share that with my team. I have such a great team who work really, really hard, and we celebrate life. So as soon as we hear something fantastic, we stop, take a step back, and we really relish in it because it's important to do that.
Definitely. Like take the good moments and say, definitely.
Focus
on the good.
Yeah.
Another one of the questions, we actually got two which are quite similar. Somebody asked, what's your best product for acne-prone skin? And we had another one which was, what's the best way to treat acne that's hormonal, kind of around the chin and jaw area? So I guess they kind of tie into one. So what would you advise somebody who's kind of struggling with adult acne or just acne in general,
acne in general.
A little bit younger?
Yeah, acne's a tough one. There's so many different variables that can play into why somebody has breakouts. But I think for sure cleansing your skin is important. Diet is incredibly important. Sometimes it's hormonal and there's nothing you could do. You know, it's just hormones and that it is what it is. But you know, genetics as well. When I was a teenager, I didn't get acne. All of my whole extended family didn't. I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was told at the time that you'll get adult acne, which I didn't get massive amounts of adult acne, but I do have I tend to have the breakouts.
Yeah.
I have one today.
Retinol
is very effective. So you cleanse properly. Our retinol is actually, retinol rephase is really effective for treating acne, but then hydrate your skin during the day. So make sure that you use the hyaluronic acid as well during the day. And I recently put my daughter on that regime. She's 20, she had acne, and it's doing phenomenally well for her.
Oh, fantastic.
So, yeah.
So the hyaluronic acid and the retinol.
Yeah, so use your retinol at night, properly cleanse, make sure you're properly cleansing. And then use the retinol at night, and then make sure you're using the hyaluronic acid during the day.
So with the retinol, so you tone and then you use it, and then any moisturizing products afterwards, is that right?
You can use a moisturizer. A lot of people like to use a moisturizer with retinol because it dries out their skin. But again, your moisturizer might irritate your, you know, it might also cause you breakouts. So you have to play around with the moisturizer. I personally don't use I just use retinol alone. I put my daughter on retinol alone at night, And then again, with the proper hyaluronic acid for moisture and hydration, mm-hmm. and it cleared up her skin.
Yeah. Amazing.
You can also use a salicylic acid as well, which is if you're going to use an acid. But I don't. Some people might have too much sensitivity with the retinol, so be careful. Yeah.
Somebody asks, what product do you wish existed? So it might not be able to exist, or I guess the answer would be Perfect Skin, but then that would mean that...
Well, that's how NanoBlur was born, really. It was out of this idea to have, you know, this perfect airbrush-looking skin, which is great, because that launched us in the industry. But one area that is neglected all the time is the décolleté area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I find that so frustrating because I actually had a really bad sunburn as a young girl, and I have brown spots because of it. So I treat the brown spots. And this is years later. Gosh. I was in my early 20s back then.
Yeah.
So that's, again, you know, the signs of aging don't show until you're much older sometimes. Yeah. But this area gets neglected. So right now we are actually formulating products right now, so hopefully we'll have something within the next year that's going to specifically address this area,
because
there's not a lot of fat there, right?
So it's really
and it shows your age. Like that's where you age, and once you know, you can't treat this area, you can't use any injectables, for example. So how do you, so that for me would be the best thing, if I could just have a product that instantly, kind of like a NanoBlur, that instantly, you know, cleans this up, tightens up, gets rid of the little fine lines and wrinkles, and cleans up.
Yeah.
It is always quite exposed as well, like your chest and your neck and stuff, especially when we're talking about pollution as well.
Right, pollution, you're forgetting, and I always, you know, again, bring down your facial products right to this area, you know, because you need that antioxidant, you need the vitamin, or the SPF in this area, 100%.
Yeah, so, definitely.
Yeah, so I think that's one area for me where I haven't found anything yet that I think is like the best thing for it, but that's on my hit list for sure.
You're answering your
own. We can look forward to that.
Yeah.
Well, the last question, we originally had it written down as you have two products on an island, one is yours and one is somebody else's. What would it be? But I guess we know that it would be an SPF. Okay, so let's say
it's gonna be for sure 100%, but I think for sure hydration and moisture is incredibly important. If I had to choose, because I love our Hydraluron series so much, You know, actually, who brought it to my attention that I don't pronounce it right is Caroline Herons. She said, "Why do you call it that?" Because it was sort of coined Herons Laron or Hyrons Laron. I don't pronounce her last name properly either. Sorry, Caroline, I love you, but I just have problems with pronunciation. That series. So if I had to take only one product out of our range, our serum is a low molecular weight. So the molecular weight of hyaluronic acid is very important, because it depends, the size of the molecule molecule depends on how deep it penetrates your skin. So the lower molecular, lower the deeper penetration, so it kind of plumps you from inside out, and then the higher molecule sits on the surface of your skin and it gives you that dewy finish look. So we formulated our intense moisture lotion with high, low, and medium molecular hyaluronic acid. So you get coverage on all three levels of your skin.
Amazing.
And also there's an added antioxidant component in there as well. So if I had to take one product that was power-packed with amazing ingredients, it's going to give you hydration, moisture, and defense, because it's got a mineral trio that acts as a really powerful antioxidant, I would take our Hydraluron moisture lotion, which is our latest product, which we just formulated. And then that would mean that I'd have to take another SPF from another brand, and I tend to really lean towards the Elta brand. Are you familiar with that brand?
Yeah, I definitely am.
And they have an SPF 41 with a broad spectrum SPF for face. So that's what I use, Elta, ELTA.
Well, thanks so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
We've learned so much.
Yeah, I've actually sat here with my head in my hands.
Oh my God. gosh, this is crazy.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much. And we will list all of the products that we've spoken about and all the full range on our blog so that people can go and grab some links and go and get any of the products. So thanks so much, Demetra.
Well, I'm really excited to also track your success in the future and see how.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll have to keep you in touch and let you know how we get on.
Yes.
We're going to have to celebrate all the little things as well, just like you do. So I'm sure you'll hit.
That's what life is all about.
You've given me like a new life mantra. I'm just like, everything's good. Yeah.
SPF, really?
Yeah.
You need to sort this SPF out, Ames. Yeah. You really do.
The key, you're older a lot longer than you're younger.
Yeah. Definitely. That's and to be fair, we had our summer skincare 101 episode. And we both learned so much, and I was like, you know what, I will use SPF every single day.
You have to.
And so many people, and I have since, but so many people have been like, oh my god, I didn't realize how important it was.
Yeah,
it's the most important. Absolutely. Yeah,
and that
absolutely.
Is from the president of Indeed Labs.
Yeah, so
thank you.
SPF is the most important. Thank you so much.
Thank you
very much.
How insane was that?
So informative.
So informative. Thank you to Demetra.
She was so nice.
So helpful as well. It's so interesting to hear what she has to say. Like,
I know.
She made that brand.
She
and
knew
now
her
she's
beans.
Telling us. Yeah. Yeah, we got there in the end, and now it's just for us to try and get on the tube and not get lost for the 700th time for the
we'll
day.
We'll be fine.
We'll be fine.
Let's go and eat some nice food.
Yay.
We might as well enjoy our little trip in London.
Yeah, and then back to North.
Mm.
Back on train.
Can't wait. Manchester.
Yay. I'll be professional now. Thank you so much, Demetra, for coming on the episode. And if anybody has any questions that they want to ask that we can maybe direct to her, even now you've listened to it, that would be insane.
She did mention as well, guys, that she'd be more than happy to answer any questions via message. So if you do want to know anything else off the back of what she's already said, then just give us a message and we're more than happy to direct them straight to her.
Yes, definitely. And I think I'm just going to go and buy some Indeed Labs before we get back on the tube.
Same. I want everything.
We'll go get everything. Oh, and there's some really exciting releases coming up soon that we've had a sneak preview of.
Oh my God.
So please do expect to hear a little bit more from us and Indeed Labs. Definitely send any questions if you've got anything you want us to answer.
Yeah, thank you so much, Demetra.
Yes, thank you, and I'll see you next time, Ames.
Bye, girl.
See ya.